Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. A federal appeals court has ruled that the state of North Carolina cannot claim ownership of the riverbed in four lakes along the Yadkin River. The 2-1 decision affirmed a lower court ruling in the state's long-running legal battle with aluminum giant Alcoa over who controls a 45-mile stretch of the Yadkin. WFAE's David Borax has been following the case. He joins me now. David, how did this case end up at the appeals court? Give us a little background.
Mark, Alcoa operated four dams along the river for decades, and they originally provided electricity to a smelter on Baden Lake, where 1,000 people once worked. The smelter closed a decade ago, and those jobs disappeared, but Alcoa continued to make money selling electricity from the dams. The Associated Press said that number is $210 million since the plant closed. That rubbed state officials the wrong way, going back to the administration of Beverly Perdue. She argued that the Yadkin River is the public's water, but without the jobs, there's no public benefit anymore. So her administration fought Alcoa's application for a new license, and in 2013, Governor Pat McCrory sued Alcoa in state court. And Alcoa got the case moved to the federal court by arguing that it was about federal law, not state law. A lower court ruled in favor of Alcoa, and then the state appealed to the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond.
Well, what is the state's argument?
There really were a couple of main issues. One is the question of state court versus federal court. The other was all about an unusual question. Was the river navigable as far back as the Revolutionary War era? I talked to Yadkin Riverkeeper Will Scott, who explained it this afternoon.
Lands under the bed of navigable waters are held as a public trust by the state, and the state legislature has an obligation to preserve those for the use and enjoyment of the people of North Carolina.
You know, this was a big part of the arguments last October before the appeals court. And at that hearing, former state Supreme Court Justice Bob Orr argued for the state. And he said the case should have been decided in state court because sovereignty
over navigable waters, both navigable and non-navigable, for the original 13 states, was created by the Declaration of Independence, the break from the British government, the adoption of the state constitution, and in the case of North Carolina, that was 1776.
So Alcoa's lawyer, Erin Murphy, called that argument unprecedented, and she said the law defines navigable as able to handle a seafaring ship, and that description didn't fit most of the Yadkin. She says that means Alcoa owns the riverbed through Baden, High Rock, and two other lakes, and she said that makes it a federal case.
There's certainly a lot going on in this case, but I think what it all boils down to is navigability is a federal question for all 50 states in the union.
You know, another issue was whether Alcoa had clear ownership of the land.
All right. Well, David, why did the court rule against North Carolina?
Well, they said the state failed to prove that the river was ever navigable. They also said Alcoa had clear title to 99% of the property. The other 1% was Alcoa's by adverse possession, meaning it controlled it uncontested for decades. And the court didn't buy the argument that it was a state case, not a federal one.
So is that it for this case?
It's not clear if the state will appeal, but it does have issues the courts may be interested in exploring further, according to Carl Tobias, a law professor at the University of Richmond.
It seems to me, first of all, you got a 2-1 split among the judges in substantial disagreement, so it might be a good case to ask the entire court en banc to hear the appeal and see how the judges would decide.
And Tobias says it's also the kind of case that could pique the interest of the U.S. Supreme Court.
Just because it does invoke all of these important questions that we have, federal-state relations, who holds the riverbeds in states and private entities' claims to those. I think all of that is really very interesting to legal scholars, historians, and others.
I did talk to a spokeswoman for Attorney General Josh Stein today. She told me the state's reviewing the decision and working to determine next steps.
Right. WFAE's environmental reporter David Borax. David, thanks for the update.
Thank you, Mark.